guest. Special guest in studio, Rachel Hickey joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming back to Woodstock to see us. We'll get into a little bit about who you are and everything, but we want to know, we've got a daily debate that we do every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Okay, so this was actually inspired by, we had wings for lunch yesterday. A local place brought some in just for us to try them out, and I realized how many different types of, like, styles of wings are there? There's boneless, there's, like, the drumstick, there's the flat, there's the hot, there's the sweet, there's the nick, you know what I mean? So if you're a fan of wings, how do you typically like them?
I love the drumstick, for sure.
Okay.
Like, when I'm craving a wing, I'm thinking of the drumstick.
Yes.
And it's always got to be that, like, buffalo medium with blue cheese, you know?
Oh, really?
Okay.
That's my go-to. That's the craving, you know?
Yep.
I'll try other things, but that's
your go-to.
Yeah.
I think people from Buffalo would be pretty excited to hear that comment.
They would be, yeah.
Shout out Buffalo.
You certainly don't want to say ranch if you're from Buffalo.
Oh!
Rachel Hickey is in studio with us, a local singer-songwriter. You're originally from Woodstock, Rachel?
I am. I grew up here, Carshay Drive.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
And where did you end up going? I knew you wanted off to university and whatnot.
Yeah, left to go to university at University of Waterloo to study psychology and English, and now somehow I am a musician.
Which is cool. This has been an interesting, because I've talked to you a little bit about your the path that you've taken to get here. While you're in university, you met up with a group of people, you started a band. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I first joined the a cappella group at University of Waterloo. Shout out to the unaccompanied minors. And then met some friends there, and we're like, you know what? We need instruments, so let's start a band. So we did that for a little bit, kind of played around the local bar scene. We were called Midnight Shift.
All right,
there's some stuff on YouTube deep there if you can find it. But yeah, that was really fun. And then I graduated right in 2020. We kind of fell apart a little bit, and I started writing my own music that was a lot more personal to my own life and singer-songwriter vibes instead of the kind of alt-rock thing we were doing. So, yeah, all that experience still lives in me, though, you know?
And you actually have a couple of shows coming up this weekend, right?
That's correct. I'm playing for the first time ever in Woodstock, back to my hometown base at Early Bird Coffee, doing two shows Friday and Saturday night, and I expect to see a lot of friends and family, and also new faces there. So I'm super excited.
Aww.
Yeah.
So Eventbrite is where you can get them. And I know Early Bird has posted to their social media accounts. There's only about 5 spots for tonight, and I think 10 for tomorrow, you were telling me. So it's
That's
limited.
Right.
So get your name in there if you want to have a chance to see Rachel perform. And you were, you know, expanding a little bit about you wrote a lot growing up, but you didn't really get into songwriting more until the pandemic. And you're also self-taught on the guitar. Tell us that story.
Yeah. So everybody knows those hobbies we picked up during the pandemic. Mine kind of spun out from things that I was already interested in, like writing, singing, and playing. Started on piano, and then I was like, I need something that's a little more portable. Let's try guitar.
Yeah.
I did a lot of YouTube videos. Eventually started taking some lessons with some folks, and that really helped me improve. But yeah, initially self-taught, and then I had a lot of time and a lot of feelings. So,
yes.
Yeah.
When you were with the band, you mentioned it was more like a maybe an alt-rock, and then you did or prog rock as well, and maybe did some covers for the typical bar scene. What would you describe the music that you're going to be playing this weekend and what you do now?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely singer-songwriter vibes, like Joni Mitchell-esque, lots of storytelling, lots of like emotionally driven songs. If you cry, I don't blame you. It's kind of my goal. just kidding. But yeah, it'll be very just like warm and heartfelt storytelling kind of songs. Yeah.
Yeah. Very it sounds cool. Like it's going to be just like this really like intimate show. You're in your hometown. You're in a small local cafe playing these songs that are so close to your heart. It sounds like it's going to be really a sweet performance.
I think it's going to be really special, yeah.
Greg Szabo is going to be performing during this as well. So how would you describe, how long of a set will you play and what will it look like when people show up at the Early Bird?
Definitely, yeah. So we'll both be playing around 45-minute sets. I think the doors will be opening around 6. Greg will play at 7, and then I will play at 8 o'clock. And the whole thing should be wrapped up around 9. You can get in bed. It'll be all good. But yeah, Greg's going to open up the night with some covers and, yeah, everything, and some originals, I think. So
Nice.
You, yeah. You've got, do you have an album coming out? I'm trying to remember what you told me.
Yeah, about. Yeah. So I have some EPs already out on Spotify you can listen to. And then I have an album coming out in May. It's been around 4 years in the making.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really excited to finally release this body of work. And yeah, there's a couple songs that have already came out around it. So
I've had a chance to hear one of them, and we have one here. Sorry, Marcy.
I was just going to ask, is your music also on Apple Music or just
Correct.
Spotify?
It's okay. on all of the
platforms. Okay.
I just say Spotify. I'm Very biased. Nice. I'm so biased.
It's okay. I'm an Apple Music person, so that's why I wanted to know.
So, Rachel, what's the song that you want to give us a little piece of this morning?
Yeah, I'm going to play It'll Be Good. It's a song that I just released on Wednesday, actually.
All right on.
So, very exciting times. It's really fitting because it's a song I wrote reflecting on memories growing up in Woodstock,
Aww.
You know,
oh, cool.
climbing over the backyard fence to hang out with my best friend and all those kind of like memories that we made, some of them super embarrassing that I thought I'd never live down. But now as I get older, I realize, you know, everything is fine. And just want to tell my younger self that, you know, don't worry. Don't sweat yeah. the small stuff. It's all going to turn out fine. So that's kind of the
That's wonderful. The sentiment. You're going to give us a piece of it here?
Yeah. Should
okay.
I play the whole thing or just
You do whatever piece? You feel comfortable right. with. This is Rachel Hickey on Heart FM.
Another writing on the wall, another summer coming gone, and I would do it all again with you. But now I'm staring at the phone, I don't remember what to call. Thought it was tattooed in my mind for you, so I went back to the place where I used to live. It don't look the same, nor the gardens growing in. I can almost see it though, the red bricks and geraniums. Funny how I think about it now, everything thought I'd never live down. Don't matter though, 'cause it'll all be good, 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 good. It'll be good, 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 good. It'll be good. Give you the first verse in the chorus.
That's
all.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Thank you so much.
Very nice
I
job.
I love it.
And if you do love it, you'll get a chance to see Rachel this weekend, but you've got to act quickly and get on Eventbrite. How many shows do you do typically, Rachel? How busy have you been?
Yeah, lately it's been super busy. I've been playing like multiple shows a week just around Kitchener, Hamilton, Guelph, Toronto. But yeah, typically I'd say there's at least one a month, most likely two or three. So
wow.
Yeah, just bopping around.
Yeah, it keeps yourself busy.
Yeah.
Anything else before we let you go that you want to pass on to our audience while we have you here this morning?
Yeah, just if you like what you hear, give me a follow, Instagram, Spotify, check out my website, and would love to, yeah, connect with you. And hope to see you at the show.
Yeah, tonight and tomorrow at Early Bird downtown Woodstock. And 5 spots for tonight, 10 for tomorrow. You have to get onto Eventbrite. And like we mentioned, Early Bird has it on their social media accounts that you can get the tickets there. Rachel, sorry to drag you out, but I know for musicians, I always say early morning on a radio station, they come in, they have, you know, sleep and whatnot, but you're all bright-eyed and ready to go today. So
thanks you so much for having me.
Yeah, it was really great to meet you, and good luck with the shows this weekend.
Thank you.
It is 7:17. Good morning. Wings.